Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Hey, good morning, friends. Hope you're doing well today. Happy Monday. Glad you guys can join me. You know, I've been so gratified by your response to The Free Lawyer and how much you like it and the favorable feedback I've gotten and from the increased downloads. It's just been great. For those of you who like it, if you could do me a big favor, folks often say, you know, what can I do to help and support you because they appreciate my mission, is to give a rating and review to the podcast if it's something that appeals to you, because that's how my podcast will be seen by more people. And also, if you're open to it, share with another person. You know, I've been on this journey to help and support lawyers and lift them because I spent 45 years arguing, fighting in conflict with lawyers. And now I realize we're all under so much stress and I want to help as much as I can. And that was my motivation for writing my book, Breaking Free, which was released on December 18th. And it's gotten some great reviews. Folks love having on their desk, love referring to it when they're having a day, when they're struggling with self-doubt or perfectionism, because I give helpful tools to overcome them. So if you do not have your copy yet, you can get it on Amazon, or there will be a link in the show notes. What I want to talk about today is breaking out of our comfort zone. You know, it's easy to be in our comfort zone, isn't it? We feel relaxed there. We're in charge of things. But I've learned my real growth, my real success comes when I step out of my comfort zone. And I like this quote from Jim Rohn. If you're not willing to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. Do you want to settle for the ordinary? Is that enough for you? Or do you want something more? Do you want to be just ordinary? Do you want to just be comfortable? Or is simply being comfortable enough for you? Are you fully satisfied in your comfort zone? You know, when I was young, when I was a kid, I remembered all I ever wanted was to have a comfortable life, to be safe, to have a relaxed, uncomplicated life. That's what some people call our comfort zone. But to grow, to be successful, to be everything we want to be, we have to be willing to be uncomfortable. You know, in life, I've learned that change is a constant and challenges are always presenting themselves. We often find ourselves at a crossroads, and staying within the boundaries of our comfort zone sure seems like the safer, easier option, doesn't it? But it will mean missing out on the rich tapestry of opportunities that lie outside our comfort zone. In today's episode, I'm going to explore why it's beneficial and really actually essential for you to break free from your familiar routines. I will delve into the compelling need to step into uncharted territory, the myriad benefits that await you if you dare to do so, and the practical tools and strategies that can empower you to thrive amidst uncertainty, uncomfortableness, and growth. So if you're a seasoned attorney or if you're just beginning your career, join me today to unlock the true potential of lawyering beyond your comfort zone. So let's begin with this obvious and easy question. What is our comfort zone? You know, there's nothing wrong with being comfortable, is it? Our comfort zone is a place where everything feels familiar. We perceive ourselves as being at ease and in control of our surroundings. When we are in our comfort zone, we feel low levels of anxiety and stress. We expend less energy on routine tasks because we've often done them. Our experience has taught us how to handle those situations. You know, our comfort zone is where we feel confident We're doing what we know. We're doing what we've succeeded at in the past. We don't feel anxious or fearful. There's a level of self-confidence because we know we can succeed in our comfort zone. Because it's pretty routine, we complete our tasks completely, quickly, and easily here. But while our comfort zone is a place of calmness, it also inhibits our growth. Our comfort zone can be boring. And moreover, it's often a place of fear. We make excuses as to why we don't try something new. We don't try them because we're afraid, which keeps us from growing. What keeps us lawyers stuck in our comfort zone? You know, a lawyer who remains stuck in his comfort zone encounters multitude of professional and personal problems. And they all come from the fear of stepping outside of our comfort zone. But what problems do we face when we stay in our comfort zone? Well, the first is our skills stagnate. When we stay in our comfort zone, we don't develop our skills. We become too reliant on familiar strategies or approaches or an area of law that we're 100% comfortable with. And that hinders our ability to adapt to new legal challenges, new areas of the law, new changes. We might miss career opportunities. If we don't venture beyond our comfort zone, we miss out on the possibility of doing something different and better. We may not be considered for promotions or other assignments or even other opportunities that can help us grow. We will lose our competitive edge. In a competitive legal market, static lawyers will lose their competitive edge. Other attorneys who are willing to adapt and innovate will outperform us. Our problem-solving abilities won't be as strong. Our comfort zones will inhibit creativity and problem-solving skills. Our clients will not be as happy with us. Clients seek lawyers who can comprehensively solve their legal problems. Lawyers who stick to their comfort zone won't be able to offer the best advice or best representation. Our personal and professional growth will be inhibited. Staying in our comfort zone will hinder our growth. We may miss out on valuable life experiences, and our careers may plateau. And most importantly is burnout and dissatisfaction. Monotony and routine work can cause burnout. We'll become disengaged from our work if we don't challenge ourselves, if we don't experience a sense of accomplishment. If we're doing the same thing over and over again, the same thing that we're comfortable with, we'll get bored. We'll get disengaged. You know, being stuck in a comfort zone can harm your career and your well-being. It can lead to poor professional growth, reduced effectiveness, and missed opportunities. To truly thrive in our profession, you should be willing to step outside your comfort zone, embrace new challenges, and expand your horizons. Why should we break out of our comfort zone? Why should we take that risk? Breaking free of our comfort zone offers so many powerful benefits. We become complacent and bored in our comfort zone, don't we? We stop growing. We never make progress by keeping still. If we only continue to use our present skill set, we will never develop new ones. But if we step out of our comfort zone, and we try new risks, amazing things will start to happen. If you embrace discomfort and succeed, you will expand your skill set and you'll grow your confidence. If you never try something new, you will never succeed at anything new. That's so important. If you never try something new, you will never succeed at anything new. But if you take risks, if you try something different and challenging, the rewards will be incredible. Your dreams, your visions can become reality. You can have a practice truly beyond your wildest dreams. This process of trying something new and challenging will make you stronger, will make you more talented and a more confident lawyer. You know, as lawyers, when we become uncomfortable, we improve in tackling unfamiliar areas of law or embracing new and innovative approaches to our practice. Facing unfamiliar and challenging situations will help you build resistance. You're better equipped to handle adversity when you take on new challenges. You become a better problem solver, more adaptable. You'll have more creative problem solving skills. You'll grow your professional network. You'll become a more effective communicator, and you'll boost your self-confidence and your self-esteem. You'll grow your adaptability and creativity. But most importantly, when you break out of your comfort zone, you will find you're more personally fulfilled and you're more successful. Lawyers who take on new challenges and conquer them will experience a deeper sense of satisfaction, fulfillment, and personal growth. You know, so many of us talk about getting burned out. A lot of that comes from being bored doing the same old thing. But breaking out of your comfort zone can be a powerful catalyst for personal and professional growth. It fosters adaptability, resilience, innovation, and increased confidence, all of which are critical for our success. So how can we free ourselves from our comfort zone? Are you looking for something better? Would you like to broaden your skill set? Would you like to achieve new heights? Would you like to accomplish things you've always dreamed of but never tried? Are you tired of not trying because you're afraid? What if you took on new challenges and succeeded? What if you challenged your fears and conquered them? If you're interested in trying something new and better, and finding a new and better way to practice law and to grow in ways you didn't think possible, let me give you 10 tangible tips for you to step out of your comfort zone and free yourself to enjoy those new successes you've always dreamed of but been afraid to shoot for. 1, focus on what is possible outside of your comfort zone. Ask yourself this question. What have you always dreamed of accomplishing, but have not yet tried? What is something that you see other people doing that you would like to do, but have been afraid to try? Is there something you would like to do to be successful at, but have not attempted yet? Being aware of what is possible outside your comfort zone can motivate you to try something new. So think about that. What's your wildest dream? What is possible outside of your comfort zone? What is something you would love to accomplish but haven't tried yet? 2, make a list of your growth goals. Establishing specific goals can provide direction and motivation and help you to expand your horizons. What are some areas in your life in which you would like to have more significant growth? What are new skills you would like to develop? Make a list of the areas where you would like to grow and new skills or activities you'd like to learn, and then review it daily. 3, grow your professional network. Make concerted efforts to connect with other attorneys and potential clients. Join a bar association section in an area of law that interests you. Attend legal conferences on diverse topics and follow emerging trends in new areas of law. All that will help you to stay fresh. 4, open yourself to taking risks. Taking calculated risks, such as taking on new types of cases or new responsibilities, can lead to personal and professional growth. What's an area of law you would like to try that you haven't yet? What's the kind of case that you would find it so thrilling, so fulfilling to take on and succeed? Take on that new challenge. 5, mindfulness and stress management. Practices like mindfulness and stress management techniques will help you become more resilient and better equipped to handle challenges outside your comfort zone. 6, self-assessment. Conduct regular assessments of yourself to identify your strengths and your weaknesses. That will help you to set goals for your personal and your professional development. 7, be honest. Start being real candid and forthright. When you say no, don't use a fake excuse like, I don't have time. Acknowledge what's going on. Is it something you're afraid of trying? If you're honest with yourself about what's involved, you can see that sometimes you're choosing not to do something not because you don't have the time or don't want to, but because of some fear. 8, face your fears. What is it you're really afraid of? Why do you hesitate in trying? Do you hesitate in trying because of some fear? Fear of failure, fear of being judged. What are the fears which hold you back? If we identify our fears, we can take little steps to overcome them. If we fear public speaking, seek opportunities to speak to small groups first. You'll find that once you start challenging these fears, even in a small way, they become much less scary, and you open yourself to more significant growth. 9, say yes to something you would typically say no to. How often has someone asked me if I would like to do something, and my reflex was to say no? Why is that? Usually it's because I fear doing something new or stepping out of my comfort zone. When someone asks you to try something new and different, say yes. You'll find you're often very happy with the choice, enjoy what you're doing, and very glad you say yes. So say yes to those things that your reflex tells you or your fear tells you to say no to. And 10, seek professional coaching. Establish the services of a mentor who can give you guidance and strategies for your growth. You know, I've worked with a lot of clients and I'm amazed, impressed, pleased, fulfilled by how much growth I see in them. To have a separate pair of eyes, helping them and guiding them, giving them confidence. You know, I find so often, I see in my clients a future for them that they don't see for themselves. I have a vision of their success that they don't yet fully grasp. And, you know, the same has happened with me. I have a coach that's been supporting me. He told me to start this podcast. I laughed at him. I said, I can't do a podcast. And now, almost 200 episodes later, I'm still rolling on and loving it and realize I can do a podcast. He saw in me a vision of what I could do that I did not see in myself. And your mentor can see in you a future that you can't see in yourself. And when my coach said, try a podcast after saying no, then all my fears turn. What will people say? Why be judged? Why be a failure? All those sorts of things. But I found I felt so much freer. I felt so much more confident when instead of giving into that fear, I said, okay, how do I do that? Show me how to do it. So focus on these 10 tools so that you can step out of your comfort zone. And I'm sure you know what I mean. When you get that case or that matter or that transaction that's just like the last 100 you did, you know you can do it. You know you're good at it, but you're bored. You're not challenged and you're not growing. And if you do that all the time, you'll be in the same place 10 years from now you are now. But it's only when you try something new that you find that you're really able to grow and expand your skill set and become more complete, more fulfilled, and happier. So remember these 10 steps. First, to focus on what is actually possible outside your comfort zone. 2, make a list of the goals for your personal and professional growth. Where is it you'd like to improve and grow? 3, grow your professional network. 4, be open to taking calculated risks. 5, practice mindfulness and stress management techniques to help you become more resilient. 6, regularly assess yourself. What are your strengths and weaknesses? How have they changed? How have you grown? 7, be honest with yourself. When you want to say no to something, ask why you really want to say no. Are you using time or money as an excuse? Or are you really saying no because you're afraid of trying something different? 8, face your fears, identify them, and step through them. 9, say yes to something you typically would say no to. And 10, seek the services of a mentor who can really listen to you, support you, answer your questions, help you develop a vision of what's possible outside your comfort zone, and help you accomplish your goals. Remember, the legal profession, like life itself, is really an ever-evolving journey. Your need to adapt, grow, and challenge yourself, really, it's not just a suggestion I'm making to you. It's really an imperative. You know, the benefits are vast, from personal growth professional excellence to the sheer thrill of conquering new horizons. You know, equipped with an array of tools and strategies, you now have the keys to unlock your fullest potential as a lawyer. So take that step into the unknown, embrace discomfort, and let your legal career soar to heights you really never thought possible. As you continue your journey beyond the comfort zone, you're not only redefining your professional identity, but you're leaving an indelible mark in our profession. Your greatness awaits you. You know, I at times recently have had to step outside my comfort zone. I've really done it a couple of times in my career. As many of you know, I did trial work for quite a long time. I did mostly insurance defense work, mostly representing tractor trailer drivers and trucking companies. That wasn't all I did, but that was the primary nature of my practice. And I became quite good and quite comfortable, but I was ready for something new. So I chose to become a family law attorney, to do divorces and contested custody cases. Wow, what a change. How intense, how personal. And I had a lot to learn. And it was scary. I hated not knowing the answers to things in the beginning. I always knew the answers in a trucking case. I had handled so many during 30 years. It was second nature to me. Even the facts were different. I knew exactly how I wanted to handle it. But not so in family law. So I had a lot to learn. And after a few years, I've now been doing it for 15 years. After a few years, I felt completely comfortable in that. And then I started, you know, writing a blog, doing a podcast, writing a book. All those things scared me. I didn't want to be so vulnerable as to put myself out there. But I realize now that what I have to say is important. And I receive support, encouragement from folks around me that I know what I'm doing now is not something 5 years ago I ever saw the possibility of me doing. But now I am, and I'm loving it. And the same can be true for you. Find something you love to do that you find fulfilling. Try something new. Try something different. You know, I call this podcast The Free Lawyer because it's how we can become truly free in our life. And one of those is to not get stuck in the comfort zone where our own fears, our fear of failure, our fear of being judged, our fear of what other people might think, hold us back from being all that we can be. So I'd like you to work on stepping out of your comfort zone. If I can help you in any way, please set up a courtesy chat with me. I'd love to get to know each of you personally. And I'll put a link in the show notes where you can schedule it, or you can go to my website at garymiles.net. But I know I've seen in my clients a vision of their future so much bigger, so much more beautiful than the only limited vision they have of themselves. Because so often we judge our future based on our past. This is all I've done. That's all I can do. But the reality is we're all capable of so much more. I hope you found this message helpful. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, please be well, be safe. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.garymiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.